Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of 1 Samuel. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Lord help the poor, the Lord help the needy. Man, she just went on and on about what the Lord do. And that's what you got to do. You got to be convinced when somebody say, child, you can't start no business, you ain't got no money. You need to be able to tell them, the Lord help the poor. The Lord is going to help me. That's why when I get my business, I want you to be the first to come to it. Because the Lord helps the poor. Amen. See, the Lord help those that need some help. Hello, somebody. All right, let's go a little bit further. But we see in Eli, sons are totally different from Samuel. They're totally different. Notice the Bible says, verse 12, the sons of Eli were sons of Baal. They knew not the Lord. Now, did you see that? They are sons of Baal. They are sons of the devil. Ain't that something? Their daddy is the pastor, and they got sons of the devil. Now, ain't that something? The Bible don't cut no slack, do it? The sons of Eli were sons of Baal. That's in other words, the sons of the devil. They are worthless men. They knew not the Lord. But notice, they was the preachers at the church. They was the assistant and associate pastors. Oh, man! Ain't this something? And they taking the work of the ushers whenever somebody brings something there to the church. They take up their collection. And the Bible says they take the big portion for themselves. The preacher was supposed to get a little bit of the offering, but he wasn't supposed to get that much. The Bible says in verse number 13, and the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came while the flesh was in the sinning with a flesh hook of 3 in his hand. And he stuck it in the pan or the kettle or pot, and all the flesh shook brought up the priest took for him. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came hither. And so, boy, they came in there with some big forks. And so when they put that meat down in that kettle, whatever meat came up, they said, that's ours, the rest of y'all. Now you think about it. You got a 3-fork and you stick it in into that meat. You're going to get just about all the meat. And whatever fall off, you can have that. They stealing, ain't they? Ain't that stealing? We got some thieves right there in the church. And notice what the Bible says, verse 17. Wherefore the sins of the young men were very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord. People hated going to church and giving in the offering. Because of the boys of Eli. They hated. They just hated to go there to that church. Because they know that them boys was wrong. But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child and girded with a linen ephod. And the Bible goes on and tell us what Samuel did. But then jump back over here to Eli. What did Eli do? Verse 22 about these boys. The Bible says, now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did in Israel and how they laid with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the... wait a minute. They laid with the women that assembled at the door. Oh, no. They sleeping with the ushers. Oh, no. Is that what your Bible say? They sleeping, but they stealing their offering and sleeping with the ushers. Boy, these some rascals, ain't they? My Lord. And they got the upper hand. They got the upper hand on them because they the assistant pastors there at the church. And the Bible said, and he said it to them, why do you do such a thing? For I heard of your evil dealing by all the people. Eli said, why y'all messing up down there at the church? So Eli, he's asking them, why y'all sinning at the church? Notice what he said. Nay, my sons, for it's no good report that I hear. Yea, may the Lord people, ye make the Lord people to transgress. You making other folks to sin. By them sleeping with the ushers, they making the ushers sin. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of the Father, because the Lord would slay them. Now, ain't that something? Did Eli handle this problem right? Y'all help me here. Yes or no? Don't make it hard now. I'm just giving you a yes or no answer. You don't think so? You don't think, I mean, he heard the report. And when he heard the report, he went and talked to him. Didn't he go talk to him? He said, what's this I done heard about y'all sleeping with them ladies down at the church? Y'all know better than that. Y'all know better than that. And said, matter of fact, y'all messing up against God. If a man sin against man, then maybe somebody can step between him and the judge. But can't nobody step between you and God. You done messed up with God. Can't nobody get God off your back if once God get on you. Now, he told them. Y'all don't think that's good enough? Who is Eli? He's the what? He's the head priest. So he's like the pastor of the church. So when he heard them doing wrong, what should he done? Yeah. You got them sleeping with the women's at the church, and he still leave them in position. And what they gonna do? Keep on sleeping with the women's in the church. Oh my goodness. So he really didn't handle that problem. So what kind of father is Eli here? He's a careless father. He's a careless father. That's the kind of father he is. He's making a big mistake because he had the power to do something and he didn't do it. So he's being a careless father. See, would y'all go as far as saying that he's an unloving father?
Loved his children, he would have taken care of them from the beginning. What did you say the first assignment is? Is to chain the trial in the way that he should go.
Why that we don't take switches then in the church? Huh? We say we love them too much. See, why is it today we don't want to whoop these children? We say we love them too much. We don't love them enough. See, amen. We trying to be their friend, their buddy, and stuff. You know, we getting children and we playing with them like we playing Bobby and Ken. See that? See, I just want me one child. You know, we gonna play with. No. That child has been given to you by God, and God wants you to train them up. And every horse trainer I know have a lit whip. Yeah, he have a lit whip. Amen. Have a lit whip. And when that horse is doing what he want him to do, he gives a piece of sugar, something sweet. Give him a treat. But if he don't do what he tell him to do, boom, 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 put something on him. And he remember that. Yeah, he remember that. Let me ask you a question. When you pull out a switch, what do your child do? Huh? I done seen the day mamas pull out switches. And child, they don't fear no child. They don't fear no child. And the child catch the switch and start breaking the switch and fighting mama with the switch. Because the switch ain't a switch, it's a twig. Hello, somebody. Oh my goodness. Let me bag up. Let me get off the mama's back. Let me bag up. All I'm trying to say is we too careless today. All in the name of I'm trying to love my child. The Bible says when you love them, then you discipline them. It says that a person who don't discipline their child don't love them. Amen. So the way you love them is with a switch. Abe, so when the last time you loved them? Amen. Let's move on a little bit further. I know this is coming. Heavy conviction, because it done convicted me this evening. All right. But notice the judgment of God comes down on Eli. Look at verse number 26. It says, and the child Samuel grew and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. And there came our man, our God, unto Eli and said unto him, thus said the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of the father when they was in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes to be my priest, to offer up my altar, to burn incense, to wear the ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of the father all the offering made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifices, at mine offering, which I has commanded in my habitation, and honor thy sons above me to make yourself fat, O Eli, with the chiefest of all the offering of Israel, my people. Wait a minute. I don't believe what I just read. Do you believe what you... Oh, my goodness. Why come Eli didn't chastise them kids? Because he was benefiting. He done got fat with the offering. What y'all bring home today? Hello, somebody. He done got fat. See, it's hard to tell a child don't steal when you like what they're stealing. Right. Child done stole a television set, a big 52-inch screen, flat screen TV set. Boy, you know you don't supposed to be down there stealing. Do it, got remote control. Where the remote at? Now, that's crazy, ain't it? See, that's the problem of the day. We know kids a lot of time on drugs and selling drugs and stuff, but we like them presents they bringing. Mama, I'm going to get this for you, and I'm getting this for you, Mama. I'm going to get you this television set. No. How you getting that television set? And you working at McDonald's. Huh? And you ain't getting but 15 hours a week at McDonald's. But you got a television set cost $3,000. You don't even make that in 6 months. Let me get off that. All right. But notice the Lord came down hard on Eli. Verse number 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord said, be it far from me, for them that honored me I would honor, and them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Notice what God said. God said, how you treat me is how I'm going to treat you. You done dishonored me, I'm going to dishonor you now. Ain't that something? Underline that verse there. That's one of my favorite verses out of the book of Samuel. And notice, God says, behold, the day come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of your father's house, that thou shalt not be an old man in thy house. In other words, he done brought a curse upon his family. God says, in your family, there's not going to be an old man. A person won't ever live to be old in your house. See, it's a serious thing to mess up at church. It's serious. God, you don't ever want to offend God's people. Hey, for God's, you know why some folks don't want to go to church today? It's because the folks who's working in the church is sinning big time and ain't nothing been done about it. And it's turning people off. Amen. Telling a person, you need to pay your tithes, you need to pay your tithes, and you riding around preacher in a Bentley. Hello, somebody. Everybody in the church is poor and struggling and everything, but you riding around in a Bentley, staying in a mansion, and you got folks in your congregation that stand in the project, and it's hard to pay rent. But you telling them, you need to help me out some more. And rather than saying amen, bring something and put on the altar there. Hello, somebody. Like we down at Bourbon Street or something. Down there singing, the man got a tin can and he come in there and dropping something down. We done lowered the church down to the standards of a Bourbon Street. Well, so God says, I'm coming after you, Eli. And the Bible lets us know that these boys are going to die in the same day. Verse 34, and this shall be a sign unto thee, the way you know that I'm going to tell the truth, that thou shalt come unto thy sons on Hophni and Phinehas, and one day they shall die, both of them. And God says, I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my hand, my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed forever, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in mine house shall come and crouch to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priest's office, that I may eat a piece of bread. All right, so we see a careless father in Eli. We see a godly mother in Hannah, and in chapter 3, you'll see a devoted son. And I'm going to just rush through chapter 3 so we can move on to application and bring our lesson to a close. When you look at chapter 3, you'll see God called Samuel. And a lot of theologians believe that Samuel was about 12 years old at this time. And the Bible says that the Lord called Samuel. Look at verse number 3. The Bible says that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here I am. And he ran into Eli and said, here I am, for thou calledst me. And he says, I call it not. Lie down again. And he went and laid down again. And the same thing happened 3 times. And he came to Eli the second time. He said, I heard you call me. He said, I didn't call you. And then he came back the last time, and Eli said, listen, if you hear somebody calling your name, you say, speak, Lord, for your servant here, for that's God's calling you. Now notice, Samuel is about 12 years old, and God is calling him. Yeah. This should be every desire of every parent. You want your children to receive a call from God at an early age. Because if God don't call them, the world will. And they're going to answer the call of whoever that voice recognized. They recognize. And one of the ways they're going to recognize it is somebody got to help them to recognize it. In order for you to know the voice of God, somebody got to help you detect that that's the voice of God. And so we can praise Eli on that. He did help Samuel in that particular area, and you can read the rest of that chapter, how Samuel was a devoted son of God. What can we learn from this lesson today? Three things. The first lesson we can learn is never underestimate the power of sin in a home. Never underestimate the power of sin in a home. It just started just a little bit. They just started with the offering, stealing offering in the home. I mean, offering at the church. And then what happened? They moved from stealing the offering to sleeping with the ushers. And then they moved from sleeping with the ushers to bringing home the offering where everybody enjoying the stuff that they done stole there at the church. And now they done got the whole family involved. And as a result, God says, now I got to punish the whole family. See, when sin started, somebody got to put it to a stop. Because if you don't put it to a stop, it's going to run rampage. One sin leads to the next sin. Have you ever noticed that? A person may start lying, but they don't stop right there at lying. Then they start stealing. But they don't stop at just stealing and lying. Then they start committing adultery. But they don't stop there. Then they get into a lot of covetousness and what happened? And then they quit coming to church. And so they're just breaking all the Ten Commandments. You see? So don't underestimate the power of sin. And then it brings a curse on the whole family for generations to come. For generations to come. A lot of folks don't believe in generation curses. But when you read Exodus chapter 20, God says you don't supposed to have no other God before me. And he tells you, don't make a graven image of likeness, anything in heaven above, on the earth beneath, on the water, on the earth. For I'm the Lord thy God. I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the fathers of the children to the third and fourth generations of them that hate me. In other words, hate, love less. You don't, those that don't put me first, God says, I judge. But at the same time, he said, I have mercy on thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. And so just like you can put a curse on your family, you can also put a blessing on your family for 3 to 4 generations. Amen. And I know that's what you want. That's why you're here tonight, because you want the blessing, but you want that blessing to hit your family. And don't stop at your children. You want your children, your children, children, and your children, children. 3 to 4 generations. Amen. So never underestimate the power of sin, but never underestimate the power of prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Who was Hannah? Hannah was just a common lady in a bad situation. But she prayed. God will hear your prayer. You don't have to be a preacher for God to hear your prayer. You can just be a common person living for the Lord, and God will hear your prayer. What the Bible said, the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So don't underestimate the power of prayer. Her life changed through prayer, and you can change your life. You can change your world through prayer. Number 3, remember that God speaks to children and adults. He speaks to children and adults. Don't think that you got to be 25 for God to speak to you or to call you. He can call you at 3 as well as 25. So God speaks to all people, whether they're young, old, red, yellow, black, or white. All of them are precious in God's sight. All right, that's our lesson for tonight. That's the first 3 chapters of 1 Samuel. We'll move on a little bit further.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.